Piracy off Somalia's coast on the rise. Piracy off Somalia's coast is experiencing a significant increase, according to a recent report by Polyman Maritime. The organization has cited several incidents that point to a growing threat in the Western Indian Ocean. These incidents include a possible hijacking of a dhow off the southern Somali coast, multiple suspicious approaches and aggressive small craft activity in the region, and intelligence reports indicating that an active pirate group is preparing to conduct attacks against merchant vessels operating off the coast of Somalia. The recent surge in piracy cases has already had real-world consequences. This week, Ambreen Fatima protested in Karachi with her children for the release of her husband, one of 10 Pakistani crew aboard the oil tanker Honor 25 seized by Somali pirates on April 21. He is now drinking dirty tank water to survive, she says. The MT Honor 25 was seized approximately 30 nautical miles off Somalia's Puntland region with 17 crew members aboard. The UK Maritime Trade Operations has issued a substantial threat level warning after at least 3 vessels were hijacked off Puntland in April. This increase in piracy cases is a cause for concern, as it highlights the growing threat to global maritime trade. The recent hijacking of the tanker Eureka from $3 million to $10 million also underscores the increasing ransom demands being made by Somali pirates. The diversion of naval ships away from anti-piracy activity due to other priorities in the Red Sea and Strait of Hormuz, an increase in fuel prices making tankers a valuable target, and the suspension of U.S. funding for development projects in Somalia are all contributing factors to the resurgence of piracy. These factors highlight that naval missions have only addressed symptoms, leaving deep-seated causes like political instability and extreme poverty unresolved. The resurgence of Somali piracy is a pressing issue that requires immediate attention from governments and international organizations. The conditions that enable piracy are building again in the Western Indian Ocean, and it is essential to address these underlying factors to prevent further escalation. Piracy off Somalia's coast has long been a concern for global maritime trade. However, the recent surge in cases highlights the need for a more comprehensive approach to addressing its root causes. This includes investing in development projects, improving security measures, and promoting economic opportunities that can reduce poverty and instability. The pirate group is using a Robin Hood narrative to legitimize their attacks, presenting themselves as defenders of the common good. By guaranteeing a level of prosperity that Mogadishu cannot offer and redistributing the proceeds, they gain protection from local communities and territorial and social control within a fragmented political system. The situation on the ground is dire for those affected by piracy. The Honor 25 crew members' case highlights the human impact of piracy, with many families struggling to survive due to the lack of access to basic necessities like clean water. To effectively address the resurgence of Somali piracy, it is essential to take a multifaceted approach that addresses its root causes. This includes investing in development projects, improving security measures, and promoting economic opportunities that can reduce poverty and instability.